And we've made it into chapter number 6 in the book of Ephesians, and we're about verse number 6 or 7. But we're going to, this being the new year, as today is the first day of a new decade, the first day of a new year, the first day of a new month, man, there's so many firsts today that we have. And man, I'm glad that me and Brother Jack was talking today, and he said, I didn't think I'd ever see 2020. Wasn't that me and you having that conversation today? And he said, I didn't think I'd ever see 2020. He said, man, back in the 40s and 50s, he said, I wasn't even thinking about the year 2020. And man, I'll be honest with you, I'm not young, but I'm not old. And I really thought, well, 2020, man, that was like, man, when I was in school, that was like, man, that's a long ways away. But man, it's here upon us. It is here. And man, there's so many opportunities for us. It's amazing to me the changes in the last 30 years in our nation, and even in the last 10 years. And if you count it down, if you look even in the last 5 years, we know that we are living in the last days, and we know that the Bible teaches us that perilous times will come. And I will ask that you pray for all, since we just mentioned our missionaries, but pray for all of our missionaries, and especially those that are serving in the China nation. Be much in prayer for them. I don't know if you've been following anything, but they are arresting pastors right and left. And they're giving them the choice of denouncing Christianity, or because understand this, they do not allow, they feel this way, that if you are not, if you don't denounce Christianity, then you're against China, because they have a state religion, basically, and so they are out to get everyone, and they are turning the heat up right now. And I don't know if you're following any of that, but I would encourage you to pray for all those that are serving in China. I even seen this of yesterday, where another missionary was arrested and beaten, and caned and beaten, and they have arrested his family. And so just please be much in prayer for all the missionaries there. And then here we are celebrating New Year's, and they're suffering persecution around the world. And I'm not talking about those that are sick, and I'm not talking about talking bad, but the difference of society that we live in. We're celebrating a new year tonight, being able to worship God in freedom, not in an underground church, and we can even get the house full. And man, what a blessing it is, though, that we have. But do pray for our missionaries. But if you have your Bibles, Joshua chapter number 1, and we'll try to share with you the Word of God and what the Lord has for us tonight. I've been encouraged, and I look forward to what the Lord has for us in the up and coming year. And I'm thankful for the 2 years that God has given us here. And it's amazing to me what God has done, what the Lord has done through us. Dr. Williams sent me today an update of sermon audio, if I understood it correctly, to this date, 28,000 messages have been downloaded from our sermon audio page. And man, there's 900 and something just alone in the month of December. And man, they were 48 states, and I don't remember how many countries. You remember how many countries this month, Dr. Wiz? 17 foreign countries. That amazes me. That amazes me, and it really does. And man, I'm so thankful for what God is doing. And understand this, I'm not interested in the size of the work. I'm interested in the sort of the work. That's what we'll be judged by. Remember that. And as you live, I want to challenge you, as you live out the year of 2020, be mindful of that, that you will be judged by the sort of the work that you do, not the size of it. So often in society today, we want to measure things by size. That's not the way God does it. God measures it by sort. Remember, every man's work will be tried by fire to see what sort it is. E.M. Bounds wrote the book, There, Spiritual Warfare, in the late 1800s, and he defined then, and he described then what we're living in today, and he said the day was coming when Christianity would be about the size of the building and the popularity of Christianity more than it would be about the Christ of Christianity. And man, if we're not seeing that today, and I thank God, I understand this. I want to be as big as God wants us to be, and I want to reach as far as God wants us to reach. But understand this, I don't want to compromise on the Word of God, and I don't want to stray away from the foundation and principles of the Word of God just to get a size. I'm interested in the sword. But I want you to remember as you go through this next year, 2 Timothy 1:9 says this, and that's 2:9. 2 Timothy 1:9 said this, who has saved us and called us with an holy calling, not according to our works, listen to this, but according to His own purpose. According to His own purpose and grace which was given us in Jesus Christ before the world began. Now if you look in Joshua chapter number 1, now after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant is dead. Now therefore arise and go over this Jordan, thou and all these people, unto the land which I do give them, even to the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses. From the wilderness and this Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and unto the great sea, toward the going down of the sun, shall be your coast. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. Be strong and of good courage, for unto the people that thou divide for inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous, but that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand nor to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, and thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of courage, and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee, whithersoever thou goest. And I would venture to say if anyone alive today would have a desire for the year of 2020 would be the end of verse number 8, that we would have a prosperous and successful year. I mean, think about that just for a moment. I mean, today there's probably thousands of New Year's resolutions made, and the thing today is not resolutions, but a word for the year. And I think the reason that people went from a word to the word for a year instead of a resolution is because you don't have to keep the word, amen? I mean, it takes off the accountability. But if you ask anybody the desire, they probably would say, I'd like to have a prosperous and successful year. And that doesn't mean financially. I'm just talking about being, the Lord said he'd be prosperous and have success. And man, is that not what we want to be as Christians? And is that not what we want as a church, is to be prosperous and at the end of the year have success? And not in what man would measure, but in what God would measure, and that God could say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. I wonder, as I preached last Sunday night there about Ephesians 3 in the church of Laodicea, I wondered if at the end of the year, if that's what God had to say about Zion Hill Baptist Church, and that's what God had to say about my ministry, or did he have to say, thou hast accomplished what I had sent thee to do? And when I'm not saying that just personally, I'm saying that positionally as a pastor, and I'm asking you as a church, did we accomplish what God had set before us in the year of 2019? But we see here in this verse, and we see in verse number 1, I want you to see the commencement. And you say, what do you mean the commencement? Well, understand this. It says now after the death of Moses. You realize, as I've already stated, we started a new year. Today's a new day. Tomorrow there'll be another sunrise. Do you realize that yesterday is gone? We can't go back to 2019. We cannot go back and relive or redo the things that happened in 2019. There was a lot of failures. There was a lot of success. There's a lot of things that we would like to hold on to, but then there's a lot of things that we're glad that they're behind us. And I thought about this today as this commencement was. This was the new beginning for Joshua in his life. This was a new day in his life. It was after the death of Moses, but it was a new beginning there for Joshua. And the Bible says there that after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua. May I encourage you tonight, quit living in the past and start living in the present. If you're not careful, think about this just for a moment. The children of Israel, all those years, lived in the past. Remember, what did they say? Would to God we had died in Egypt. Would to God you'd have left us alone there in Egypt. And what did God do? God brought a judgment upon them, and for 40 years they wandered in the wilderness because they wished that they could go back to yesterday. May we say this tonight, I don't want to go back to yesterday. I'm glad that I'm an old-time Christian, but I understand this. I'm glad I didn't have to ride a horse and buggy to the house of God tonight. I'm glad we have Patty Pews. I'm glad that we have a building to be in. I am an old-time Christian, but I don't want to go back to the old ways. I mean, thankful that I turned the water spigot on tonight, and I got a hot shower, amen. I didn't have to go to the spring and gather me up some water and boil it to take a bath, but I got the water out of the spigot of the shower head when I turned it on. I don't want to go back to the good old days. Amen? I'm honest. There's some things that we ought to bring with us. But so often we live in yesteryears. Oh, often we live in what we were years ago and what we used to be and what we used to do. But guess what? We can't. And today, God has given you and I a commencement or a new beginning. And it was after the death of Joshua. It was after some things, or Moses, it was after some things had passed away. But I want you to see this. Not only there the commencement, but I want you to see the call that God sent out. Notice here the Bible says that it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister. Do you notice there that when the Lord spake that it was to a distinct person? Do you realize that God has a plan for you? God has a plan for us as a church, but I want to encourage you tonight, in the year of 2020, God has got a distinct plan for you. And may I say this to you? It may not be in the position of service that you've always been in. It may not always be the thing that you've been doing. You say, what do you mean? Well, the Bible says here that it was a distinct person that he came to Joshua, but it was at a different position. He was Moses' minister for all those years, but now God was promoting him to something else. I wonder how many of us have missed an opportunity of serving God because we was content to serve where we was. I wonder, we said, well, I'm good here. I'm good at this. I'm good at that. I believe I'll just stay here. Do you know that's how we get in a rut? We say, well, I don't want to grow anymore. I don't want to go. I talked to a man some time ago, and he said, I just don't want to grow no more. And I thought, how foolish. How foolish. I mean, I try to teach my children to always gain knowledge, always grow, always be a better Christian, always be a better person, always grow. Grow in the grace and knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. Grow in nurture, grow in admonition, grow. If we ever stop growing, you know what? We're done. And I'm afraid today there's a lot in our society, and the reason that our society is the way that it is because we've got content where we are, and we don't want to grow. We don't want to change. May I say unto you, I want you to see the opportunity that God has before you. You're a distinct person, but it's a different position. And understand this, Moses is dead. You say, what do you mean Moses is dead? Well, I want you to see the death in this verse. When Moses died, there was a vacancy. I wonder in my life how many times there's been a vacancy and I didn't fulfill it. Because, well, Lord, I'll just stay where I'm at. Lord, I'll just be content here. You say, preacher, you're preaching to the older folks now. Well, I don't know Moses' age, but I know that when Caleb over there into the promised land, a few more chapters, he was 80 years old, and he said, I want that mountain. And him and Joshua started together, so we could figure that Joshua was probably somewhere in the late 70s, early 80s. And he said, I understand this. This was a new era and a new day in Joshua's life. So it doesn't matter what your age is. It doesn't matter if you're young. It doesn't matter if you're old. What matters is that God's got a purpose for your life, and there's a death or a vacancy. And understand this, if you don't fill that vacancy or that void in the year 2020, who's going to fill it? You ever thought about that? You say, preacher, why are you challenging us all the time? Why are you pushing us all the time? Why are you trying to get us to support more missionaries? Well, if we don't, who will? You say, I can't. No, we can. There's a position to fill. There's a vacancy there. And if you and I don't do it, if you and I don't pray, you and I, it goes back to voting. I mean, we get to vote this year. And remember, 2 years ago, I taught you there on Wednesday night the importance of voting and the biblical obligation that we have to go to the polls and vote. Hey, man, understand this. If you don't vote, you say, well, it don't matter. Well, you're voting for the opposite side. There's a vacancy that we all have to fill, and I don't want the year of 2020 to end and God say, well, there was a vacancy there, Zion Hill Baptist Church, but you didn't feel it. There was a vacancy there, Pastor Nix, but you didn't feel it. I had more for you than what you were doing. Notice here, look at this. Notice the command that he gave. You see, understand, when God gives you a call, he'll also give you a command. Notice here, there was direction given. He said, arise, go over Jordan. He said, look, in chapter 2, or verse 2, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all the people, unto the land which I do give them, even to the children of Israel. He said, arise and go. There was direction given to him. He said, Joshua, I don't want you staying at this place. Moses is dead. I prepared you for a time such as this, and I want you, there's a action here that I want you to demonstrate, but I want you to understand I'm giving you direction. I wonder if how many of us tonight would say, man, I'd like for God to give me direction for the year of 2020. I'd like God for direct my life. I'd like to know what the Lord has in store for me. There's probably not of a person really that's alive today that would not want God to give them some direction for the year of 2020. I'll be honest with you, I'm praying now for the direction. I've been praying for the direction of 2020. I've been praying that God would give me the direction, the discernment for my personal life, but not only my personal life, but for the church. Why? Because if you'll notice here, Joshua wasn't alone. He says, you take yourself and you take all those other people and you go. There was direction given, but I want you to notice this. There was some discipline that Joshua had. In this direction, there's service, there's an action to it. He said, Joshua, you got to arise. See, so often in our lives we won't change, but we won't put forth no action. We want to change things about our life, but we don't want to change any actions. We want to sit on our laurels and expect God to do it all. But God's telling Joshua here, he said, arise. Joshua, you got to get up. You can't stay where you are. Joshua, you got to put forth some effort. You've got to move. He said, arise. Then I want you to see not only the service in his action, but I want you to see this. His service was altruistic, which means unselfishly concerned or devoted to the welfare of others. He said, Joshua, I don't just need you to go, but Joshua, I need you to go so everybody else will go. I need you to go, but I need everybody else to go too. And Joshua, if you don't go, they're not going with you. Joshua, I need you to fulfill this role. I need you to fulfill this purpose. Joshua, this is your position of service. But I need you to understand that it don't just involve you. It involves many others. Man, is that not what ministry is all about? Is that not what really the house of God is all about? Is that not what the church is all about? So often we make it about ourselves, but it's really about others. It's about others. And he's saying, here, Joshua, if you don't go, he said, they're going to go. And Joshua, my plan for the rest of those people is to take them into the promised land. And Joshua, I'm choosing you to lead them. Not only the command, the call, but look at the coast that he gave him. Look what it says here. Every, verse number 3, every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses. From the wilderness and this Lebanon, even to the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, unto the great sea, toward the going down of the sun shall be your coast. Do you see the vastness of that coast that God has given him? He says, Joshua, every place that your foot treads, I'm going to give you. Joshua, it's so vast what I have for you and the children of Israel. I just need you to carry it out. It's my plan. It's my purpose. Joshua, but I just need you to be obedient. And the coast is vast. I mean, he says, Joshua, yeah, I'll give it to you. I thought about the prayer of Jabez. Jabez said this, and Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, oh, that thou would bless me indeed and enlarge my coast. Man, who's sitting here tonight that God would not, we would not say, God, would you enlarge our coast? Lord, would you enlarge the coast of the ministry, God, that you give me? God, would you enlarge the coast of the ministry of Zion Hill Baptist Church? Thank you, God, for 28 missionaries. Thank you, God, for a publishing ministry out of the church. Thank you, God, for a trucking ministry out of the church. Thank you, God, for all that you've given us. But Lord, enlarge our coast. Lord, make it bigger. Lord, help us. God said, I've got so much more for you. The variety, not only the vastness, but the variety. He says, from the wilderness to the river. I mean, so often we think that the work of God and the things of God are just, they're simple, but sometimes we think they're mundane. But man, there's so much variety to the things of God in our life. We get so narrow-minded sometimes that we can't see. We can't open our eyes and see. And God says, I've got more for you than you could ever dream. You're not going to get tired of it, Joshua. They're not going to get tired of what I'm going to do for them or where I'm going to send them. Joshua, there's such a variety and it's so vast. I promise you, it's better than where you are. How many of you like to say, I'd like to be further down the road. You don't have a show of hand, but you'd like to say in your heart, I'd like to be further down the road than where I am. I'd like to have, I'll be honest with you, I want everything that God has for me. I do. I want everything that God has for the church. Why? Because it's so much more than what I'm getting to enjoy and experience now. You say, but we've done this and I've seen this. Remember, Moses is dead. That's yesterday. What about today? The coast, the variety. Notice the comfort that he gives in verse number 3. There's a promise in verse 3 and verse 6. He says, every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you. Look at verse number 6. He says, be strong and of good courage, for unto this people shalt thou divide for inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Do you realize, church, we have the promises of God in our life? Child of God, do you realize, and I'm not talking this, I'm talking now to the individual also, I understand this, I'm not just preaching this church, I'm preaching it to you as an individual. Understand this, God's got so many promises that he's given you and I. I don't remember, I've heard 700, I've heard 1400, I don't know how many promises is in the Word of God, but I know it's more than I can count. And God had given Moses some promises. And guess what, church? Guess what, child of God? You have the promises of God in that King James Bible that God has given you, and you can rest on those promises. There's comfort in the promises of the Word of God. Amen. Not only that, he says there in the promises, but look at this. He says, there shall not, verse number 5, the protection. He says, there shall not be any able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. Look, I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. You know what God's telling you, child of God? He says, if you'll just give your life to me in the year of 2020, I promise you what I have to offer you is greater than anything that you've ever experienced. I've been preparing you all of your life for this year. It's not time to sit down and quit. It's a time to go on. Because what I have for you is greater than anything you've ever experienced. And I will not leave thee, and I will not forsake thee in the year of 2020. He says, I got more for you, not only in His promises and in His protection, but I want you to notice this. He gives him a prescription. Look at verse number 7. Only be strong, or thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that the law which Moses thy servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. Look at verse number 8. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then shalt thou have good success. He says, Joshua, he says, this prescription that I'm giving you, I've made some promises to you, I've given you some directions. He says, but this prescription that I'm giving you, he says, I want you to understand, it's a mental thing. Think about this just for a moment. What did he say? Be strong and very courageous. How many of you have sat in here tonight and said, well, I just don't know if God's got that for me. I just don't know if I can obtain it all. I've got so many weaknesses. I've got so many frailties. Where's that coming from? It's coming from up here. He says, Joshua, be strong and courageous. He says, I've given you promises, but you need to be strong and you need to be courageous. You need to have courage. You need to know that what I have told you is true. What I have promised you, I'm going to keep. And he says, Joshua, be strong and be courageous. You know what holds most Christians back and most humans back is our mind. We talk ourselves out of it. So, no matter what we try to, if we start something new, we're wondering, well, I wonder what so-and-so is going to think about that. If we start something new, well, I wonder, I failed at this before, I wonder, will I fail again? Well, I can't do that. He says, Joshua, be strong. Be courageous. See, remember, from out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. And this ain't biblical. But what comes out of the mind, the body doeth. And if you don't have the right mindset, you'll never move forward. You'll be so scared to move. You'll talk yourself out of it. You'll discourage yourself. Every little thing that comes your way, you'll get discouraged about it. That's not courageous. You know what the opposite of courageous? Discourageous. That's where we get our word. The opposite of courage is discouraged. So if we're going to be courageous, then we have to have courage. And it's the opposite of being discouraged. And I'll be honest with you, you don't discourage me as much as I discourage me. Think about that just for a moment. It's not the other people in the world that's discouraging you. More times than not, it's you discouraging you. What's going on in your mind? And God even has a solution for that. He has a prescription for this. Because what is the next thing that He says? This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate. Where you meditate at? In your mind. He says, you think on this word that I'm giving you, these promises that I've given you. You was there on the mount when I give it to Moses. Remember, Joshua stayed on the mountain when Moses came down. Y'all do remember that, don't you? He says he was there on the mountain when I give it to Moses. This book of the law, he don't let it depart out of you, but meditate on it. Let it fill your mind. Let those verses that I've given you and those promises that I've given you, he says if you want to have success and be prosperous, you're going to have courage and you're going to have to meditate on the Word of God. And you're going to have to, another verse over there is let it dwell in you richly. I'm not about having good success and prospering. And as I said, there's not a one of us in here that don't want to have success or prosper in the year of 2020. And God's given us the prescription right here. But not only that, I want you to look at the conclusion, and I'll be done. The conclusion of all of this, and the last words that he left with Joshua, he says, look in verse number 8, "For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success." When is all this going to take place? After you answer the call. After you arise and go. After you meditate. After you have the strong courage. After these things, thou shalt have good success, and thy way will be prosperous. Listen to verse number 9. He's given us a conclusion here. His last words is encouragement. Have not I commanded thee? He says, Joshua, is this not what I have for you? He says, be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee, whithersoever thou goest. Wherever you go, Joshua, don't be afraid, don't be dismayed. I've commanded you. I've called you. I've put you on this purpose. Be strong and courageous, and you'll have success. I can't do that. Guess what? That's not strong and courageous. That's weak and discouraging. Well, I just don't know if we can do that. That's not strong and courageous. That's weak and discouraging. Well, you know, I watched them try that one time before and it failed. That's not strong and courageous. That's weak and discouraging. Well, I just can't believe that they're going to do that. I just don't know. He says, be strong and courageous, and thou shalt have good success. He said, I'll make thy way prosperous. See, so often, think about this, and I'm closing. So often, Mr. Ray, we are trying to make ourselves successful. And God says, if you'll do this, I'll make you successful, and I'll make your way prosperous. We have it backwards. We try to make our way successful and make our way prosperous. And God says, if you'll follow my commandments and you'll meditate on my word and you'll be obedient to me and you be strong and be not discouraged nor be dismayed, thou shalt have good success. I will cause all grace to abound towards you and I'll make your way prosperous. You say, well, so what's our goal of 2020? Serve the Lord with faithfulness. Let him take care of all the other things. Joshua, you say, what's 2020 got in store for us? Let me ask you this. Three chapters later, or six chapters later, God comes out on the scene and tells Joshua, he says, Joshua, he says, there's the city of Jericho. It's the greatest walled city there is in the world at this time. And he says, Joshua, I'm going to destroy that city, but I'm going to use you to do it. I've given it to you. And Joshua, you're not going to lift up a sword and you're not going to lift up no spear. He said, this is what you're going to do. He says, you're going to gather the children of Israel out. And he says, for 6 days, they're going to march around that wall, that city, without saying a word. They're going to keep their mouths quiet. And he said, when that seventh day comes, he says, you're going to march around it seventh time. And the first 6 times, you're going to be quiet. But that seventh time, you're going to shout for joy and you're going to blow the trumpet. And he says, I'm going to make the walls fall down flat. If God had showed Joshua that, what would Joshua have said on this day? Lord, you can't do that. Lord, we can't do that. You say, well, what day should I worry about? This very moment that we're living in right now. The Bible says sufficient to the day is the evil there. Take no thought for tomorrow, for tomorrow shall take thought of itself. Sufficient to the day is the evil thereof. Consider the lilies. They toil not, neither do they spin. Yet Solomon, in all of his splendor, had not the glory of one of them. Consider the sparrows. They neither toil nor reap, yet their father feedeth them daily. Are ye not much more value than the sparrow? Say, what's our goal, preacher? Just be faithful. Just be obedient. Have good courage. Be of good courage and be not dismayed. I want success and prosper in my life. And I believe you do too. Father, thank you, Lord, for this day. Thank you, God, for the privilege you give us to share your word tonight. Lord, I pray that you'd help us, Lord, as Zion Hill Baptist Church.